Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Balanced Black Girl. My name is Les. I'm your host. I'm so happy you're here. This show is all about conversations that help us feel healthy, happy, and thriving. So exactly 1 year ago, I released an episode that was all about friendship. We had an expert on platonic intimacy come on to the show, tell us about how to make friends as an adult, how to navigate friendship changes, how to navigate friendship breakups. And y'all loved that episode. It was our most listened episode of 2023. It's actually been our most listened episode of Balanced Black Girl ever, which is wild. And so I was like, okay, we got to go deeper into this topic. We need to explore friendship some more. So I'm really excited that all month long, February 2024, when this is coming out, we're going to be talking about friendships from various different angles. And I'm really excited to kick off the month today with two friends who you may be familiar with. Please join me in welcoming Natasha and Justine from the Two Black Girls, One Rose podcast. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Les.
Thanks for having us.
I'm so happy to have you here.
Yes.
Excited to be here.
Yes. Yeah. So I feel like when we talk to couples, it's very common to ask, how did you meet? But we don't ask that with friends very often. So I would love to hear your friendship origin story and how y'all came together.
Mm-hmm. I'll kick it off.
I can do it. Yeah, I can do it. We just did this like an hour ago. This is so funny. We met in high school. Mm-hmm. I had the Laguna Beach DVDs. I got them for some kind of a present. I think a birthday present. She got wind that I had the Laguna Beach DVDs.
Oh, wow.
And we started watching them together in high school during breaks and whatever and talking about it. So we have been watching TV and talking about it for over 15 years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't even remember how I got wind. We're also in two different grades. I'm a grade above.
Yeah.
We had like mutual friends, but yeah.
And our school was had five
pretty
people
small,
in it.
Yeah, small, you know, all girls, little private school we went to for high school.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know exactly how I got wind, but somehow I did. Mm-hmm. I tracked this girl down and we were in the lounge, kicking and watching Laguna Beach. And yeah, that's the rest is history. Like, as they say.
Yeah.
I mean, Laguna Beach, what a time.
What a time.
It was a great time on reality TV.
I did. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I admittedly am terrible at reality TV. I don't think I've really watched it since like the Hills Laguna Beach era.
Oh, okay.
I've just fallen way off.
That kind of makes sense. Those are pretty high production television shows.
It was just a time. It was a time. It was like, it was a time. It was a very specific just era.
For sure.
Of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like bonding over that is like really beautiful and just really foreshadows where you are now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. We have a lot of fun together.
Yeah, yes. We do.
We've always had fun at the basis of our friendship.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Which is how it should be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So having been friends since high school, how has your friendship evolved from then to now?
Oh my God. In so many different iterations, I think. So many different things. I remember, I mean, when we were through high school, we were friends. And then through college, we kind of like lost touch a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't really talk to you that much during college.
Not really.
Yeah. Then we graduated. We have a mutual friend who's a really good friend of ours. And we would get together all the time. And then we spent like a few New Year's together because we were always looking for fun.
Always.
Always.
Where is the party?
Yeah, why is it so hard to find? All the time.
And somebody who just kind of like has your same kind of vibe. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you can have fun anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't take much. Right. So
that's
true. We've always been looking at,
And so then we started going out in the city together a little bit more, let's say early 20s. And then I remember when she went away on a 6-week vacation, finding journey to Asia. And Natasha would write these like long updates, and I treated them as if they were the newsletter of the week. I was so excited to read them. And when she got back, we met up at a boathouse for dinner, and I was so excited that she got back. And I was like, damn, she's my best friend.
Aww.
Like, damn.
I love that.
And she even encouraged me to go abroad, which is one of the best decisions I've ever made. And so our friendship has developed more, maybe even as like we've gotten like distant in priority. Like, she's always loved to travel. I'm kind of like a staying at home, kind of stay home body. But we still related into always wanting to have fun. We always start the party. Everywhere we went, we would start the party. And we were just living our single life in New York City together, which is really exciting. And then started a podcast together and a business together. And then got with partners pretty fast in the same timeline as well together. So we've kind of lucked out in our timeline in our 30s, because I know that's a difference for a lot of people. A lot of people, they have friends who get married faster, friends who have kids faster, and that can derail friendships a bit. We've gotten lucky. So far.
Yeah, I think we started, you know, just kids having fun. The basis is fun. And then, I definitely remember you were going abroad. I think maybe I was 1 year out of college and you were still senior year or junior year and trying to debate whether she wants to go abroad. And I've always loved to travel. And I remember we went to see Eat, Play, Love together. And afterwards, I was dropping her back at home and we're having this whole conversation, you know, off of the movie. And I'm just telling her, like, it's going to change your life. Like, you have to go travel. Like, you have to do it. And I think that was like I don't know if it was the first, I can't remember, but like, that was the first like real in-depth conversation you and I had about like dreams and pushing each other and getting vulnerable with each other. And since then, it's as we've gotten older, as we've been in the city together, we've seen each other through different jobs, careers. We ended up starting our own business together. We've just had such a safe space, the two of us, where she can open up to me, I can open up to her without judgment, and have been able to guide ourselves and guide each other through our 20s, honestly, together. So yeah, it's really evolved from like fun to, you know, depth, substance. And like, she's like definitely, I mean, I talk to her more than anybody.
Anyone.
So yeah, we go deep every day.
That's really beautiful. So it sounds like your friendship has been kind of the safe container for growth for both of you, which is how it should be for any long-term friendship. Definitely.
The safety is key.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So can we get the Two Black Girls, One Rose origin story? How did the podcast come up come to be in that?
So I've always watched The Bachelor, just like a guilty pleasure show. I used to watch with my mom. And Justine started, or you've watched kind of.
I watched the last two episodes of every season because they were always the same. Somebody would always break down crying, and then they would be on Dancing with the Stars.
Here for the mess.
And I was here for the mess and drama.
I love it. Yes.
And so Rachel Lindsay was named first Black Bachelorette, and I was like, we got to watch this. Like, you're in this with me now. And so we made it like a ritual. She would come to my apartment. You know, I live in Harlem. She was living in the Heights at the time. She'd bring over a bottle of wine. Next week, I'd go to her apartment with a bottle of wine. We'd watch the show together. The show ends at 10. I'd be at her apartment still till like 12 o'clock or midnight, midnight or 1 a.m. Just still talking about the show and just dissecting it. And around that time, because I was so like obsessed with Rachel Lindsay, I wanted like more content and started listening to Bachelor podcasts and realized there's a lot of Bachelor podcasts. There are none hosted by women of color, and no one was explaining Rachel's or providing commentary on Rachel's journey in a way that made sense to me. Honestly, they sounded like they're watching a totally different show than us.
From their perspective, it is a different show.
Totally different show. So it was like frustrating, but also like, you know, there's something here that we could maybe do. And so it really started off as just like a fun little creative project. We took a notebook. We went to Smorgasburg, which is like a food festival in Williamsburg one day, sat in the park and kind of like jotted down some ideas, and some of our like segments, you know, were birthed out of that park day.
Yep.
And we bought some microphones on Amazon. We snapped them on our laptop and
still got drunk.
Still got drunk. Still
every Monday.
Yes. I always say the first season of our podcast, we sound like just having a blast.
Yeah.
I didn't think anyone was listening to this.
Right. Yeah, we didn't think anyone
It's the most, when you first start your podcast and no one is listening, though, that's when it's the most fun, because you can kind of say and do whatever.
Exactly. And so, yeah, we just wanted to kind of work on this creative project together and just have fun. Have an outlet outside of our day jobs, and like we're hanging out anyway, so might as well like do something productive with it as well. And yeah, we at the time only had a Twitter, and we would like live tweet The Bachelor, and then we're like, by the way, we have a podcast, and we like put it out there, and we kind of always had listeners. Like we no one in The Bachelor space ever sounded like us. I think we were providing hot takes and kind of exposing things and teaching people, and honestly, just the two of us having fun talking about the show and just being Black women talking about the show from our lens, not with an intention of teaching anybody anything. But yeah, it just became like a fun project that over time became a business. But yeah, that's basically how it started.
So good. It's like you saw a gap and decided to fill it.
Fill it up.
Absolutely.
Having a clean space is essential for my well-being, and my go-to cleaning products for years have been Branch Basics. Branch Basics is a non-toxic, hypoallergenic, free of fragrance and hormone disruptors, and super cost-effective. I got their starter kit years ago and have been hooked ever since. Their premium starter kit will provide you with everything you need to replace all of your toxic cleaning products in your home. When you get the starter kit, you get their concentrate, oxygen boost, and all the bottles you need to keep refilling your cleaning products. I'm really sensitive to strong smells and the harsh chemicals in conventional cleaning products. I actually can't walk down that aisle at the store without sneezing and tearing up. So Branch Basics has been a godsend. I love that once you have the kit, all you need to repurchase is a concentrate and oxygen boost. It saved me so much money on cleaning products, cuts down on plastic, and I can make everything from all-purpose cleaner to bathroom cleaner to glass cleaner. And if you remember my Sunday reset videos from back in the day, I was always using Branch Basics. You can save 15% on your starter kit or their new hand soap when you use the code BALANCEBLACKGIRL, all one word, at branchbasics.com. Again, the code is BALANCEBLACKGIRL for 15% off when you purchase a starter kit or their new gel hand soap. One more time, code is BALANCEBLACKGIRL, all one word, for 15% off at Branch Basics. Like you, I always have products that I reach for at the store because I'm familiar with them. Like the bar soap I buy is because I've used it my whole life and I've seen my mom use it her whole life. But sometimes we need to change things up, especially when it comes to products that are good for our bodies and the planet. And the old school period care products just aren't cutting it. That's why I made the switch to Cora, period care products that I feel good about using. Now, your choice in period care products is so intimate, and you deserve the very best. Cora makes comfortable, reliable period care products with clean ingredients. Now, my personal favorite is Cora's 100% organic cotton tampon with a compact plant-based applicator. It's actually the number one selling organic cotton tampon for a very good reason. It's made without pesticides, chlorine, or rayon. It's so comfortable, and I never have to worry about leaks. I actually always have a few in my purse and in all of my bags, whether I or someone else needs one. I don't want fragrance, pesticides, or dyes down there, and Cora products are so comfortable and offer great protection. So I keep the multi-pack of the organic cotton tampons on hand. I also love that with every purchase, Cora provides period products and body education to people who might otherwise go without. It's time for a change, so make the switch to Quora. You can pick up Quora tampons and pads at your local Target or CVS, or you can have them delivered directly to your door by visiting my URL, quora.life/balanceless. Now that's what I do so that I never run out. And when you order using my promo code, you'll get 20% off all Quora products. Go to quora.life/balanceless and use my promo code balancedless. That's 20% off at quora.life/balancedless.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
BALANCEDLES with promo code BALANCEDLESS.
So what is it that you think is so engaging about reality TV? Because I feel like reality TV is such a community builder. Like, it is something that people, they go up for their favorite people, or they hate their villains of choice. And like, they get so excited to talk about it. Why do you think it's such a good kind of tool for building community?
That's a really interesting question, because I think it always has been in different ways. Like, I don't really see a huge difference between WWE and RuPaul's Drag Race. There's like not that big of a difference, right? But I think, I mean, you're asking this question, we're all women here, but men don't really like ask that question a whole lot to each other. Or like a sports team or something. Like, why would a sports team be like something that bonds people when they've never met these people who are playing on this field, who are repping their city that they live in? I think it's very, very similar. When I think about BravoCon, I think about WrestleMania. There's so many similarities between them. And I think it's just the, also, I think it's the relatability of friendship. And when I'm thinking specifically of Bravo, or even when I think of The Bachelor and I think of the drama that they kind of surround the girls with, it's always surrounding friendship. We were watching The Golden Bachelor this season. We loved watching them because those ladies were all friends. And it was really lovely to watch them all be friends, aside from Gary, who seemed nice. But them being friends was really lovely. Real Housewives is a show at its core about friendship and about relationships. And that is inherently bonding between women, because we know how fulfilling and nurturing our friendships are and key our friendships are for our mental health, I think. So I think that's really the core of it. I think as women, if I would speak to women specifically, we can relate to it because it's exactly what we go through at a heightened scale.
Yeah. I would add that I think reality TV has a way to make you kind of put yourself in the shoes of the contestants that you're watching as well. I mean, I think I could do that with a scripted show too, but something about reality TV, like, you yourself, as you're watching it, you become a contestant and you start to ask yourself, oh, if my boyfriend did this, would I do that? Like, it just kind of like really makes you a part of the show. So I think that's why, even though people think of it as like lowbrow content, it creates such conversation online. Love is Blind is a show that we cover. I mean, when Love of Sublime is on, everybody's watching it. It kind of like has everybody in a chokehold, and the themes and the dramas that are playing out, everybody has an opinion on it. It's like all you can see on your feed, whether you're watching it or not. And I think not that scripted content can't do that, but something about reality, because it's these are real people. We know they're real people. Of course, there's some production manipulation sometimes, mm-hmm. but for the general gist of it, it is a real show and a real scenario that's playing out. It has the ability to really make you kind of like put yourself in their shoes. Just kind of like really face these conversations with yourself.
Definitely. Yeah. And do you find that because that's what you cover, you have kind of that similar connection with your audience as well?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so. Yeah. I think.
Yeah, actually.
Mm-hmm. I think our community, you know, we started with The Bachelor. We now cover a ton of other shows, mm-hmm. but primarily with The Bachelor, it's what we call like a water cooler show, like at work,
yes.
you know.
Yes,
that's a really good way to put it.
So many emails from people who are like, I'm outside of the majority at work, but then I watch The Bachelor and now I can be included in the conversations at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it helps to bring community at work. And then even some of our fans are like diehards, but none of their friends watch the show. Or mm-hmm. like, you know, I've watched The Bachelor for years as a guilty pleasure. I never watched it with anyone. It was just something I did. But now they have community and now they can, you know, wrestle with the conversations and the discussions with other people. So yeah, I think it definitely does help bring the community with our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a safe space to let people enjoy things. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of annoying when people will label certain things as highbrow or lowbrow or this mm-hmm. is, it's like, just let people enjoy stuff. If they like it, let them like it.
Yeah. I've been thinking about that a lot too, especially because the economy is so bad. And people are indulging in whatever they want to just to feel something.
Right. Yes.
Like, don't be mad at somebody because they get their nails done or because they get lash extensions. They just want to feel something.
Let them have a little bit of joy. And find something for yourself so that you're less worried about what other people are doing.
Thank you. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yes.
So I would love to talk more about entrepreneurship mm-hmm. and friendship and how you have those two things coexist. Mm-hmm. Do you find that you have to create boundaries between the business and your friendship, or that you have to protect some elements of your friendship from the business? And how mm-hmm. has that been for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that the most challenging thing is really protecting the friendship, because as mm-hmm. I said, I talk to her more than anybody. Generally, we're talking in a business capacity,
mm-hmm.
you know, so even when it comes to showing up for recording, at this point, we now buffer in extra time because we know once we get on, we're key-keying for the first 45
minutes.
Warm-up.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just off air, just catching up as friends. Mm-hmm. And so really being intentional about that. And I think that's something we're still struggling with, is like making sure we're like, when we're hanging out, we're not just hanging out only in a work capacity. Like mm-hmm. we have to build an extra time to hang out as friends, mm-hmm. as girls. And so that I think is definitely a struggle with working with friends or family. I've worked with family too, and it's gotten to a sticky point where I'm like, I'm only talking to you when we're talking about this. Like, I need my, you know, cousin, friend, you know, sister, whatever. And so that takes just being very, very intentional. And so you're not taking the person for granted. And because you have to remember that you were friends first, mm-hmm. right? So just because now you're making money together, now you're doing a business together, like that's always secondary. That was secondary to begin with mm-hmm. and needs to remain secondary.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes there can, because our business has gone through such an evolution from two little crispy little microphones clipped onto our laptops to a full-blown business that we both depend on for our income.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's been so much pressure on the business, there's also been pressure on the friendship, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a very successful friendship series in 2019, end of 2019, mm-hmm. I think, where it got like really, really intense with us in 2019 at the exact moment where we started making revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that I was in therapy about. And we were like, really, we had just had a really intense moment in our friendship and working together.
Mm-hmm.
And while those conversations were really successful that we had on the show and stuff, it was a moment that I reflect on often, because we both came to a head after a couple of months of it being tough, of saying like, listen, this is where I'm at. And that safety came back.
Mm-hmm.
And like she said in the very beginning, that safety is imperative. If we don't have that safety, we don't have nothing. Yeah. We don't have a business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I think the safety, is like the safety of open communication. Mm-hmm. I think that mm-hmm. a huge part of our success as friends and as business partners is we have such open communication that I can express how I'm feeling. She can express how she's feeling, and knowing that it's coming from a great place, yeah. knowing that it's coming from a place of love and non-judgmental as well.
Yeah.
Which you don't always have with coworkers, but with someone who's your yes. like your real friend, yeah. like I'm not coming at your neck.
Right.
I'm coming from a place of here's how I'm feeling.
Right.
And that I think we've done a great job of maintaining the safety of that open communication.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not having a lot of that open communication is also open for like anything nasty, mm-hmm. jealousy, envy, mm-hmm. grief, exhaustion. It's like room for all of that. And mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I want all of her dreams to come true. I want all of my dreams to come true mm-hmm. through this thing that we're doing. Mm-hmm. And if we don't have that, then we really don't have anything, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's beautiful. It sounds like you two are really good at holding space for one another's full humanity. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I think sometimes where things get extra crispy, I like that word that you use, in our friendships, our professional relationships, is almost when we see people as having one role. We want them to do one thing mm-hmm. or be one mm-hmm. way, but nobody just does things one way. Mm-hmm. We're all dynamic humans who right. have and do and feel a lot. And mm-hmm. so being able to hold space for complexities of people in our lives mm-hmm. is really important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 2019, what Justine is referencing, was a very challenging year for us. Mm-hmm. An exciting year. We started making money, but also, you know, I got into a relationship, mm-hmm. career. Like, both of us were still working our full-time jobs. Both had, like, crazy career stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think where we were most challenged or where we were really had the most tension was when we weren't holding space for each other.
Yeah.
And that's when, you know, I'm in my silo. She's in her silo. We're going through our stuff in our silos. I'm not holding space for her to express how she's feeling and vice versa. And so I think that was a big learning lesson. That's probably from that moment is when we realized like we have to maintain open communication always and keep that safety, because that didn't feel good, you know, when this is supposed to be like my best friend, but I'm learning things about her that I didn't know, or like I'm sharing things with her that I hadn't shared with her. Like, that's not fair either. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I think that was a big, big learning lesson for us with the, like, how to create space for each other and what that even means and what that looks like, mm-hmm. like how to actually practice that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice for people who may be going through something like that now, who are trying to work through that friction?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Take a break. Sometimes people need a month. Sometimes people need 6 months. Sometimes people need a year. Take a break, because sometimes what people are going through can be so internally serious that they could not even be ready to accept what you are giving to them, right? Mm-hmm. Like, she had just gotten into a relationship with her now husband. I was in my, I think at that point, third year of celibacy mm-hmm. and just moved back in with my parents. Like, I was not in the place to hear about this new love of her life that she was running around and like having the best time with. I was like, that used to be me. That used to be us, like running around mm-hmm. New York City. And now I don't even live in New York City anymore. Mm-hmm. And you have a partner. Mm-hmm. I'm not ready to face that. Mm-hmm. And she, while was so happy, was also adjusting to being in a relationship with another person.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes people need a minute. And I think it's really nice in female friendships when you can give each other a minute. You can just send each other memes on Instagram. And that's the extent of your friendship. Mm-hmm. Just give it a minute. Mm-hmm. She'll come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a great point, because sometimes you just need to collect yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even know how to have this conversation with you. I'm still figuring out what the hell's going on with me. Mm-hmm. Like, so again, just kind of like being open about that. Like, it's not personal. It's not yep. you, girl. Like,
mm-hmm.
I want to be there for you. I want to be able to hold that space for you. But like, I need to address and really understand even what's going on with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going nowhere. You're not going nowhere. Here's this funny meme in the meantime. And
yep.
let's like check in again once I like have the space and the wherewithal to even like try to tackle what's going on with us. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially when we go through those life transitions, letting everybody mm-hmm. adjust to Especially. Their new normal yeah. is really important.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. I think for both of us, we were going through new normals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like big new normals, mm-hmm. like moving back home, living in a different state,
mm-hmm.
you know, being in a new relationship, falling in love, like all of that happening at the same time. our new normal was a new dynamic as well. She's not right in the neighborhood above for me anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, my time is now split with my partner. So it's a lot of adjustment, and everyone needing time to kind of like understand, process, settle within themselves, and then come back together to figure out, okay, what's our new normal together?
Yeah, definitely. And then you're still podcasting while all of that is happening
every week. Every week. And you could hear it. I don't know if you listen to a lot of duos on audio or video or whatever, but you know when they're not friends.
You do.
You can hear it.
You feel the energy. It's just different.
Yes. Yeah. And you could hear it with us. And I know that, you know, a lot of people come to us sadly because they don't, either they are a person of color or Black and they don't have anybody to watch their show with and recap with, or they're white and they're coming to learn something from us, or they really want to hold space for us in their life and our opinions. But a lot of people secondary to that, and maybe even 1A to that, are coming because we really are friends. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of duos out there who are on podcasting, who do recaps and et cetera, in the pop culture space, who are not friends, and you can hear that they are coworkers. You don't hear that with us at all. Mm. So that's part of our business that's also just as valuable as our identities. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. You know?
The authenticity of your friendship.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A big part of it, part of that foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never leave the house without a healthy snack in my purse, and lately I always keep an IQ bar on me. If your 2024 resolutions involve fueling your body well, try IQ Bar's brain and body boosting bars, hydration mixes, and mushroom coffees. Their ultimate sampler pack actually includes all three, so you get 7 IQ Bar flavors, 4 IQ Mix flavors, and 4 IQ Joe flavors. And today, our listeners get an exclusive offer of 20% off plus free shipping. Just text GIRL, G-I-R-L, to 64000. Now, their plant protein bars are an amazing brain and body boosting snack to have on hand anytime you need to grab and go. Whether you're fueling up for a workout or running errands, IQ Bar offers superior brain and body nutrition. Their plant protein bars are free of gluten, dairy, soy, GMOs, and artificial sweeteners, and are packed with high quality ingredients to keep you physically and mentally fit. They have 7 amazing flavors, but my personal favorites are the peanut butter chip and the almond butter chip. They are so good and like a little treat. But if you're trying them out, the Ultimate Sampler Pack is an amazing way to try all of the IQ Bar products and flavors. Now, I also have to shout out IQ Joe, which is a jitter-free instant coffee that has brain-boosting magnesium and productivity-enhancing lion's mane. So I drink it on days when I really need to focus and have a lot to do. Let me tell you, when I drink it, I am locked in. Refuel smarter in 2024 with IQ Bar's Ultimate Sampler Pack. That's 7 IQ Bars, 4 IQ Mix Sticks, and 4 IQ Joe Sticks. And now our podcast listeners get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. So to get your 20% off, just text GIRL to 64000. Again, get your discount by texting GIRL to 64000. That's GIRL, G-I-R-L, to 64000. Message and data rates apply. See terms for details. When I tell you I am a Thrive Market stan, I say it proudly and with my whole chest. I have been a Thrive Market member since 2016, and it is my go-to place for buying healthy grocery items and household items at the best prices. Now, the year is still young, and it's a great time to commit to your health goals, and Thrive Market makes it possible to do that without breaking the bank. I love that Thrive Market carries brands with highest quality ingredients at the best prices, and the convenience of getting everything online and quickly shipped to your doorstep just can't be beat. This year, I'm focusing on lower sugar alternatives and really prioritizing whole food ingredients, and Thrive Market makes it easy to shop according to those goals. As a Thrive Market member, I save money on every single grocery order. My latest order actually saved 30% of what the same items would have cost at the grocery store. And I love shopping their deals page so I can get my favorite products at an even better price. And they have my favorite brands like Siete, Bonza, Simple Mills at the best prices. And the Thrive Market brand items are also incredible staples in my pantry. I also love that when you join Thrive Market, you're helping families in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. So when you join, they give a membership to a family in need, which helps make getting healthy food items more accessible. Join in on the savings with Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/balancedless for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/balancedless. BALANCEDLE.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Again, that's thrivemarket.com/balancedless.
So what have been some of the best parts of running a business with your best friend?
Oh, wow. Never get that question. Oh, thanks.
I think, I mean, at the core of what we do is literally like my dream. People watch TV and just like talk about it with my best friend. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we've been able to build a business around that and build a community around that and genuinely have fun. Like, I have some of my hardest laughs with this girl.
Yeah.
And the fact that we can do that and be paid to do it and also make other people laugh and feel the joy, that is like, that's a dream. So that for me is like the best part, just like the literal core of what we do together every week. Yeah. Mm.
If I could get a little deep here.
Please do.
I think I've had in my life, in my short career of working 9 to 5s, I started working a 9 to 5 2 days after I graduated college. Like, I was out and ready to go. I had a lot of like really intense financial trauma growing up, and I was always just ready to change my life and ready to turn around with the stability of a 9 to 5. And a successful one, and to go into New York and to like have my big girl job and to just turn, just have the apartment and just like turn my life around. Right. Mm-hmm. And I have been laid off like 4 times. Mm-hmm. I have always been a problem at work. I think because I always had an entrepreneurial spirit and I was always trying to like bust out. I was always trying to do too much. I was always trying to say too much. I was always trying to just like, I was just too big. I was just too big for the places that I was in. And in my last 9 to 5 that I was in, my boss fully knew that I was working on the podcast and was very accepting of it. And I worked at a really great place. But for me to turn my life around, so to speak, or for me to just make a living, being an entrepreneur is never something I dreamed of. I think Natasha is the only person I could have possibly done that with. Mm-hmm. She teaches me so much. I have wounds because of being an entrepreneur. I have wounds that are, they feel like they're open every day because of financial traumas that I've had in the past. And the way she is reassuring, because she has always had an entrepreneurial spirit and always been so sure about it, and I've been so unsure about it, that is what really gives me a lot of peace. And you don't have that kind of peace when you work a 9-to-5. Mm. I was always, a week after I got my last job, I interviewed for another one because I was like, I'm never safe. Mm. By the time I've been laid off that many times, I'm never safe. I've never felt safer than I have here. Right? Getting that one ready for you, friend.
I love that so much. I love that so much.
Yeah, that's profound because what we're doing is so risky.
It's so hard.
It's crazy.
It is.
But yeah, that means a lot.
But that you're able to create that safety together.
Yeah.
Really beautiful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wait, I should have asked y'all this a long time ago. Can I get your astrologies? What are your sun signs?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Makes sense. The travel.
Yeah.
That tracks.
Travel, free spirit type. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know the other ones. But you said sun sign.
Yeah.
That's just the main.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm a Sagittarius. Howsomever, I know my moon and my rising because I work at a yoga studio.
Oh, yes.
So I know both of those things. So I am a Scorpio moon and Aquarius rising.
Got it. Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
So I think my moon really comes out a little way more than my sun sign does.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. But I love it. I love the fire.
What's yours?
Fire. I'm a Leo. Leo sun.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. When's your birthday?
It's in August. I was almost a Virgo.
Okay.
I was.
Okay. Cusp. You're a cusp sign.
Yeah.
I'm a cusp Scorpio.
Super close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I think it does make a difference.
I know nothing. I will just sit here.
Yeah. Cool. It's, yeah. But as you were talking, I was like, wait, I gotta hear what their astrology is because it's I think that plays a role.
We're dying to get an astrologist on the show.
You should. It's fun. Yeah. I recently had an episode.
Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Learned so much. I thought I knew a little something. No. I didn't know
really?
Nothing. Yeah. I learned so much.
That world is, there's so much.
It's so complex.
Yeah.
It's so complex. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm. I'd be curious also to hear more about astrology and reality TV. I'm curious if contestants tend to err under certain signs.
Mm.
You know, what...
Yeah.
Especially if people think about collective astrology or Mercury retrograde and all those things, mm-hmm. like does when a show air, when it's recorded, impact how it comes across?
That's
I don't know.
True.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Y'all should talk about that. Get an astrologer and talk about that.
We got an astrologer.
Yeah, like the filming time.
Yeah.
Love is Blind season 3 versus 4.
Yes, like right.
Why it blew up in certain ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for the idea.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm excited to tune in because I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to learn. So we talked about the beautiful parts of having a business with your best friend. What about some of the flip side, some of the challenges?
We don't have time to have dinner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the challenge is we're busy, like with our own respective lives, our own respective relationships, family. You know, we're in our mid-30s now, so like, you know, so much is happening at this time of life.
Mm-hmm.
This business keeps us very busy as well.
Definitely.
And then, yeah, life is just different now when we, you know, I'm living with my husband up in, you know, in Harlem. She's with her boyfriend in Bayonne. Like, that's not down the street from each other. So, things take more effort. And that goes for any friendship. That's not just she and I. But I think with us, it feels like a challenge because it's like we're so close, but so far. Like, I see her every day.
Yeah.
But we have to figure out like building in that time to make sure we go to dinner together or we have a girls trip coming up or something.
Yeah.
So that is definitely the biggest challenge. And I think that's, as I said, just a challenge of probably just like friendship in your 30s, like trying to protect them, keep them sacred, but also show up for yourself, for your partners, for your family. It's like trying to be there for everybody. But yeah, I think that would be a challenge for sure.
Yeah. Can I tell a funny story?
Please do.
So for our anniversary, our 6-year anniversary, we went out and we had like a whole day.
Yeah.
She got her ears pierced. We had breakfast at Clinton Street Bakery.
Yes.
Then we like went to Union Street Market. We had like a whole day. We had no work meetings, no nothing set up. And while we were at Union Street Market, for the first time ever, somebody recognized us both.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, it followed us. As much as, love you, Whitney. Hey, girl. Hey. But I was like, oh, my God, it's here. No matter what. It's always here.
Even on your day off.
Even on your day off.
Oh, my God.
So funny. Mm-hmm. And I love that you celebrate the anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
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 That's another thing we had to implement. Like, we need to celebrate ourselves.
Yeah.
We've hit so many cool milestones. We've interviewed cool people. We've hit cool numbers. But it's kind of just like on to the next thing, on to the next thing. Like, this is not corporate where they stop and they have an all hands meeting and everyone celebrates. Like, we have to implement that ourselves. Mm-hmm. So that's something we've probably been doing the last like 2-3 years. Celebrating, like, have our anniversary on the calendar, make sure we have a day planned or a dinner or something. But yeah, I think that that's part of the challenge, like particularly being entrepreneurs. You're just busy and there's no one else to turn to but yourself. So you have to, no one's going to like mandate that you guys hang out together. Like, we have to mandate that. We have to create that space.
That
totally makes sense, especially with podcasting. It's relentless. It's, you finish an episode, you're on to the next episode. It's every week. You got to be ahead of the game, and you never really get a chance to fully kind of catch your breath and ground. That's the...
Honestly, I think it really comes down to the open communication. We've been blessed with not having too many like creative differences.
Yeah, not really.
That's good.
Yeah.
And we're in a creative space. You know, every episode is you got to think of like the beginning, middle, end. Who you want to bring in for guests and everything like that. And I think we both have such an openness towards each other that if she has an idea, I don't know if it's a good idea or a bad idea. I'm open to trying. Like, same with me.
Yeah.
You know, if I bring anything to the table. So because of that, because we have that openness, we've not faced too many like difficult creative challenges where I feel like other duos might really struggle with. We not always are on the same page, but we can talk things out really well that I can bring her on my page or I can go on her page. And I think that comes down to just like the safety of like our dialogue, honestly.
Yeah. And the respect that we have for one another.
Absolutely. Just collaborative.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you also kind of balance, no pun intended, you have this business together, so that is a kind of collective aspiration where you have goals for your business, and then also I'm sure you have kind of individual aspirations for things outside of that. It's kind of a lot to manage and be aware of. How do you all handle that?
Yeah.
I think because we've known each other for so long, we both have the deep desire for both of us to branch out into those individual things. She started a Substack late last year, and I have been, every time I get the email, I read yours at 7 o'clock this morning, read the whole thing.
Worked hard on that one.
We're so supportive because we know that it's almost like 15-year-old Natasha's dream to do this. And it's the same with me, I think, how you want me to like branch into beauty so bad. It's the same thing. We want it, I think, just as much as the other one does, because we know how long we've been dreaming about it. And we have a lot of respect and a lot of grace for the other person. And like I said, I want all of her dreams to come true just the way she wants all of my dreams to come true as well.
Definitely. I think it also helps, our interests are very different. Like, we have a similar shared interest here in Two Black Girls, One Rose with reality television, with TV content, you know, social media. We talk a lot about that as well, pop culture. But outside, we are very different. You know, Justine is my beauty skincare guru, has been since I was 15. Like, the lip gloss I got on, she recommend anything I have on, it's like a recommendation from her. And I have like this other passion of movies and travel and writing. And so we don't necessarily overlap. There's no like competition. It's just like pure love and like cheerleading on the sideline. And yeah, I think it's just individually wanting to see the other person win and capture as much joy for themselves. Like, what we've created here is so joyous. And I know that beauty and skincare brings her joy. I want her to get that. Also, because selfishly, it'll pay off over here too. If she's happy over there doing her, you know what I mean? It all feeds each other. So I think that's, been fun. And that's something we've been so head down in our business. But the last few months with me starting my Substack and just dynamics of our business with, you know, staffing as well, it's created some time for us to have space to do some other things. So we've had more of those conversations where I like, what is it that you want to do? Like, let's, you know, brainstorm ideas together. And that's been great too. That's not coming from a place of like scarcity. It's like it's more an abundant time of our business and our life that it's been fun to champion each other in those individual pursuits.
I know we all try to listen to our gut, but sometimes your gut can be steering you wrong. Like if it tells you to call your ex, or if it tells you that it's a good idea to just get gas in the morning. While probiotics can't help with most of your gut decisions, I have to recommend my favorite probiotic supplement, and that is the Ritual Synbiotic Plus. It's a 3-in-1 supplement with clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and a postbiotic to support a balanced gut microbiome. Now, I've been in the wellness game for a minute, and I've tried every popular probiotic out there. And I find that many of them either stop working after a while or are so hard to take that I'm just not consistent with them. But I've been taking Ritual Synbiotic Plus for a while now, and it is hands down my favorite. So I take it every morning before food or coffee, and it's so effective. It's helped me with bloating, digestion, and I just feel so much better when I take it. I also love that it doesn't need to be refrigerated, so it's easy to take when you travel. You only need one capsule a day, and the capsules aren't huge or hard to swallow, so it makes being consistent with your gut health ritual so easy. Ritual Synbiotic Plus has two of the world's most clinically studied probiotic strains to support the relief of mild and occasional bloating, gas, and diarrhea. But what I love about Ritual is that it's vigorously tested and has a delayed release capsule that actually survives the GI tract, so it's actually effective. There's no more shame in your gut game. Synbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide, your insides. Get 20% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/balanced. Start Ritual or add Synbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/balanced for 20% off. I love high-end luxury goods as much as the next person, but my wallet isn't always on the same page. That was until I found Quince. Quince is my go-to place for luxury essentials at prices within reach. I love that Quince creates timeless classics that never go out of style, and you'll have them in your closet forever. Quince's capsule wardrobe must-haves, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $50, which I have two of them and love them, washable silk tops and dresses. Actually, my favorite skirt is the washable silk skirt from Quince, and flattering pants make putting together any outfit that much easier. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. I have so many pieces that I absolutely adore from Quince. Like I mentioned, I have their cashmere sweaters. I have their washable silk skirt. Also several purses. My daily tote, which is their leather Italian tote bag, is my work bag that I use for everything. I have luggage from Quince that came at a great price and is amazing quality. Anything that you want, they have a version of on their website. Get affordable luxury with Quince. Go to quince.com/balancedless for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/balancedless, B-A-L-A-N-C-E-D-L-E-S, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Again, that's quince.com/balancedless.
And I can't remember if this is on mic or off mic, but you said that you've made a lot of good friends in your 30s now. Yeah. Have you made them in the media space, in the podcasting space at all?
Some social media, and then some just in real life, out in events, you know, in the mix.
Because I try to meet a lot of beauty girls online, the beauty black girls online. We are such champions of each other.
Yes.
I DM multiple people more than once a week who I've never met. And we are in there kikiing. Is it the same thing with you?
Yes, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no competition there.
No.
We all just want to uplift each other and love each other all the time.
Yeah. Super genuine.
We got lucky in these industries, I think.
I think so too.
Yeah.
But I also think that when you lead with that, that's what you tend to attract.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And you're coming from a pure place of like, hey girl, what are you doing? That looks fun. Like, let's collaborate. Like, yeah, I think then that brings in some good energy for yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you, just the discernment too of like, mm-hmm. Nope. Yeah. That's not it. Okay.
Yeah. True. Mm-hmm. True.
Mm-hmm. And I also think I think I said that off air about how I feel like I've been able to cultivate stronger friendships in my 30s. But I do think that's part of it. It's just age mm-hmm. and discernment and being able to tell mm-hmm. when there can be a deeper connection, mm-hmm. spotting maybe some red flags and mm-hmm. maybe like, mm-hmm. okay, maybe this is not like a super deep connection and mm-hmm. this person's cool where they're at. Yeah. Also comes with yeah. age. But I think that when we're younger, we don't necessarily have that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. True. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also think, too, I know we've talked a lot about your business together and, you know, not everybody is going to have like a business with their friends, right. but I do think that there's also a lot of merit in like including your friends in the things that you're doing. Mm-hmm. I saw this TikTok. It was maybe like a year ago that I really disagreed with it. This woman was basically saying that if you kind of have your head down and you're building your dream life, and for her, dream life basically meant like job and relationship, then your friends should just disappear and understand that. And I disagreed with it because totally, we all have priorities at different times and different seasons. We're focusing on different things. Mm-hmm. I get that. My dream life includes friends. mm-hmm. Like in my dream life, mm-hmm. I have really great mm-hmm. friends. People. And so as I'm building my dream life, I want my friends to be a part of that because mm-hmm. I want them to be a part of it once we're all there mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. So whether that's including friends and things that I'm doing where it's like, let's work out together or let's read mm-hmm. this book together mm-hmm. or let's, you know, we can also do productive things together. Not mm-hmm. saying that we always need to be on the clock, but we can include them mm-hmm. in maybe the habits that we're doing and mm-hmm. kind of build together that way, that it doesn't have to be so mutually exclusive. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I had a friend who before I moved, I saw once a week, every week, just to go grocery shopping.
I love that.
It was the best.
Yes.
Because otherwise, are we going to coordinate like, okay, are you watching this tonight? Oh, I don't know. I have this tonight. Okay, I'm at my family's house. No, every Monday, 5:00, boom, mm-hmm. we had a standing appointment to every week, pick a grocery store, pick where we're going. And it becomes very intimate. Do you find the same thing mm-hmm. with Absolutely. Your friends that you like work out with?
Yep.
Now you're mm-hmm. like, okay,
oh, this we're is... struggling through this class together.
Together.
We're bonded.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to classes together? Is that what you're doing mm-hmm. with your friends? Okay, yeah. you're going to like Pilates and the salad core and yeah. all that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's intense. Mm-hmm. yeah. Yep. And you make it intimate. Like you find ways to find intimacy. I'm sure that friendship coach that you had on or that you're going to have on is going to tell you more about that kind of stuff. But mm-hmm. even like being her beauty guru, I take very seriously. I'm like, how yeah. Natasha presents herself is very serious. mm-hmm. And so you kind of find the intimacies and the intricacies in the mundane, yeah. so to speak, when your friendship relies on them. And it becomes really
Absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And romantic almost. Totally. Like nice. Really nice. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. yeah. I think, yeah, the mundane, I know exactly what you're talking about, your friend, when you go to the grocery shopping with. And yep. I admired that because there was a point in my life where I was stretched so thin, sorry, mm-hmm. with trying to keep up with the business, trying to keep up with, I was running a nonprofit at the time and had my day job, my relationship. Take care of myself, like,
that's a lot.
And then I never wanted to be the friend that was too busy, which I was anyways, but that was, you know, neither here nor there. But I would like overschedule myself to, I didn't want to keep telling people like, no, I can't hang out till then. I would figure it out. I would just spread myself so thin, figure it out. And I remember I was like, yeah, I'm going to dinner with so-and-so tonight. She was like, you got a dinner with somebody every other night.
She's yeah.
like, can't you just go do an errand and bring a friend along?
I was like, dinner? I was like, who has time for dinner? That's crazy.
And I didn't have time for dinner.
yeah. Right.
But yeah. I felt guilt over telling all my friends, like, I'm too busy. So I've really admired that with you. Just like the mundane and just like pairing it with a friend and making a community thing out of it and getting intimacy out of it. I think that's a great way to go. And then I think for, you know, people who are very busy or you are kind of mm-hmm. like off in your world, whether, you know, you're building a life or a business or whatever mm-hmm. and don't have as much time or space for your friends. I think something that's been viable in my life the past 2 years, me and a group of friends, me, my husband and some of our close friends have like a monthly check-in that is based around wellness and based mm-hmm. around us checking in on something that we're attacking that month. It's kind of like a very informal like wellness group, but it's only on a monthly basis. So even if I know I'm going to be super busy that month, like I at least can hold on to that one check-in where I know I'm going to see that core group of friends. I might not see them at any other time but that month, but I really look forward to that time. They are my like accountability buddies. We've helped each other through breakups, through new jobs, through immigration issues. Like we've covered the gamut in that group, and it's just on a monthly basis and we really hang on to it. And it's such a, it's low stakes because it's not a huge commitment. It's not a huge lift. There's no homework. There's no, like we literally just show up.
Yeah. So do you do this in person? What does that,
we do it in person.
Like?
Yeah. We all live between New York and New Jersey. And usually we kind of rotate who's hosting. So, you know, everybody has to travel a little bit. And yeah, we just gather at somebody's house. They'll do the cooking or we'll bring stuff or we'll order. It's like very, very low key, usually on a Sunday. And it's just an opportunity for us to hold space for each other. Honestly, that's what it is. We literally like go around the circle. What's going on with you this month? Mm-hmm. You know, what happened last month with such and such? And it's just a nice intentional time. And I think in this season of our life, intention is the word. Like, I'm so tired of using it. Yeah. It's like the buzzword. It's like overused, but it's so true. Like, it's necessary. We don't have time. We just don't. So you have to be very intentional with how you use your time, whether it's, so that's been really helpful for me. Yeah.
And do you find with your new friends now that you've made in your 30s, because of such good discernment, the expectations are down to the floor so low?
Yes. We just let each other exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love it.
You know, some people already have kids or some people, it's like, we just kind of let things flow. Mm-hmm. And I think that there is kind of an ease and an understanding to adult friendships,
for sure.
Especially once you get in your 30s and beyond, that when you're younger, especially, you know, when you're in your teens and early 20s, it's like your friends are all you have. So it's like, you are my best friend
me,
and we
I
are, we hang out all the time. And so I think what makes that feel so challenging as you get older is learning how to navigate that. Mm-hmm. And then once you do, it's like, okay, we can all just be, and we can be intentional about being together when we can, and we can let one another be.
Yeah. Yeah, the 30s, we've talked about this before too. Like in your 20s, as you said, we're like each other's everything and we're all pretty much experiencing the same things at the same time. Like everybody has that one friend that got married like real early and she's off of her husband. But generally we're all kind of single, working our first little jobs, like, you know, running the streets or whatever. But it's the 30s that really gets complicated because everybody starts to branch off and priorities shift kind of like overnight. And whether you wanted to or not, you know, your friend is off doing whatever. And now it's like, oh, okay, the dynamic has to change. And so that's, I feel like, where a lot of tension and challenges really come from. And that is, you know, really generally in the 30s when we all kind of just, life priorities just kind of change for everybody.
And we figure it out. I think part of what has been so helpful for the newer friendships that I've had in my 30s is also being able to connect with people over shared values. And sometimes when you're younger, you don't have that. Oftentimes when you're younger, it's proximity. It's
I was going to say, it's
who's
the
around.
Club.
Yeah. And that's totally fine. But also if you get older and you change a little bit, or I, you know, everybody knows now I like to move. I like to pick up and move to a new city. I've done it a few times now. So if all we have in common is like this shared experience 15 years ago, but we're totally different people with different values and different interests, it's like, okay, cool, but what's there versus when you make friends a little bit older, you can be a little more discerning. It's about more than proximity.
Yeah.
At least that's what I'm learning.
And that's why the expectations can be so low, because when you're with them, your time is so enriched because the foundation of your friendship is for real. It's not just Pilates. It's also whatever else that you have that's the basis of your friendship.
And it's not just longevity, too. That's another thing I've realized. You know, a lot of friendships you might just hang on to because the person's been there the whole time. But as you said, what's the new memory that you've shared? Are you still hanging on to memories from 15 years ago? Or are you creating new memories and you have, you know, similar values now? So I think that's definitely my late 20s. Something I had to do is like, just what? Who is this person? Like, I know they've been here for a while, but who are you now? Like, and do you need to be here still? Like, am I providing any value for you? Like, and so, yeah, being more discerning in that, I think, is, really important as our time gets so limited, too.
Like, do I want every interaction to be a download, an update of what's happened in the past 6 months? Or do I want you to have been a part of the past 6 months?
Right. Yep.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining me. I loved this conversation. I also just feel so inspired by what you shared today. Please tell our audience how they can keep in touch with you and where they can find you.
Sure. Thanks for having us. This was really fun.
This is awesome.
We talk about friendships and sisterhood and all this stuff all day long.
Favorite topics.
Yes. But yeah, you can listen to Two Black Girls, One Rose, anywhere podcasts are found. We're covering The Bachelor right now, Real Housewives of Potomac. We have a really fun show called Girl, What You Watchin', where every week we just kind of update each other what we're watching that week, be it movies or shows. And yeah, you can listen to us anywhere podcasts are found. And we do a lot of fun bonus content and video on our Patreon as well, patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose.
Amazing. We'll have all of that linked in the show notes to make it easy for everyone to find you.
Great.
Thank you for joining me.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yay. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Balanced Black Girl. I'll be back next Tuesday with another episode. If you have not yet already, please make sure you're subscribed on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, rate, review. We love a 5-star because we're trying to have a 5-star experience. So if you could drop us 5 stars, that would also be super helpful. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.